Proclamation number 8713 of 1st of January, 1964. John 7:38-39. Out of your body shall flow rivers of living water. The stream is to spring out of you yourselves, therefore it must first have flowed from me, as the original source. It must have filled the vessel, which you yourselves prepared, and I now can also let the living water flow towards you, as I have promised you. For in you rests a spark of the eternal Spirit of God, which slumbers in you as long, thus is out of activity, as long as you have not yet become a vessel to receive the flow of Spirit out of me, which is established through this divine spark. As soon as the intimate contact with me is established and the spark unites with the Father Spirit from eternity, thus flows into your heart. You are originally divine creatures, which went out from me in all perfection, and that is why also all knowledge, brightest knowledge about the most hidden things, had to be in you. Yet this most profound knowledge is not accessible to the human intellect, but the human being can attain it himself if he shapes himself, i.e., his nature, in such a way that it is once again akin to the divine original being. If he changes back to love, which he once voluntarily relinquished, because love is brightest light and must also put man into the state of brightest knowledge, but which can never be supplied to him from outside, through fellow men. I myself have given you the promise, out of your body shall flow rivers of living water. That these words are also only to be understood spiritually need not be mentioned, and when it is now explained to you that the living water is my word, the water of life, which brings salvation to all souls when it is received at the source and the soul feasts on it, then you will also be able to understand that this word of mine resounds in the heart of him who believes in me and enters into intimate contact with me. Then also that scriptural sentence will be understandable to you, that the word sounds to you yourselves are led into brightest knowledge as soon as you just let my spirit flow into you in free will. That what now flows towards you out of the inside is nothing dead. It is life itself and brings true life to man, who awakens his spirit in him through a love life and through it comes into contact with me, whose effect is exactly the influx of light and power, of a living water, which irrevocably gives you eternal life. Because who has my word, to him I myself am present, and my presence is also guarantee for eternal life. You therefore need no instructions from outside, because these again only penetrate to the ear and leave the heart of man untouched. But out of yourselves flows the water of life, and that means as much as that my word sounds in you yourselves, if you allow it yourselves, if you fulfill all the condition s which I have attached to the hearing of the divine word. And this is called, if you believe in me, as the scripture says. Thus you must believe in me as the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, for again and again the coming of the Messiah has been announced in Scripture, and you must recognize and acknowledge my descent in Jesus, then you will believe in me, and the living faith within you will also urge you to establish an inner bond with me, and then the divine spiritual spark within you will already make contact with the Father Spirit of eternity, and the result will be the influx of brightest light and unlimited strength, which will then again take the form of my word, of the living water. In you obviously proves my presence. Then you can draw from the source of life which has its origin in me. that which helps you to eternal life flows to you from the original source itself. For I have given you this promise and thereby already pointed to the process of the outpouring of the Spirit, which my disciples experienced for the time being but which every person can experience. Because through my crucifixion I acquired unusual blessings for him which make it possible that my Spirit can pour itself out over those who believe in me. But that only a living faith was meant by it, which only became alive through love, and therefore love is the first condition that my Spirit expresses itself in a person. Has let people think little of this promise. For precisely love was lacking in them, and thus it also remained dark in them. They could not be transferred back into the state of realization which requires my direct influx of love, which again can only be acquired by the human being through love. And as long as people lack love, this promise will also remain incomprehensible to them. And they will only ever relate it to the first disciples who experienced an obvious Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit, yet they will never relate this promise to themselves because they lack all faith in it. Yet my promises always apply to all people, but never to individual people only. Only conditions are always attached to them. And the fulfillment of the promises also depends on the fulfillment of the conditions. But my word is truth, and everyone can also hold to my word, and it will sound in him himself, as soon as he just gives the divine spark in him the possibility to express itself, whatever will be, where its love establishes the union with me myself. So that I can pour myself into a human heart, which is devoted to me with its whole will. Amen.